Welcome to Asinine Life.
I just love you. Happy New Year. I love you. Say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum 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 yum. I just love you.
Good morning on this Saturday morning. It's to optimize my life, Coach's Corner, and week in review. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. It's going to be a little loud today where I'm at because I am part of the Boy Scouts pancake breakfast this morning.
Oh, yeah? Great.
So, Ron is at a church thing, a men's thing, and he told me to announce that the Hope Collection is sponsors with Len Kane on May 29th, the Memorial Day celebration at the Buffalo Naval Academy, as Len Kane being the keynote speaker.
That's May 29th.
Memorial Day. He says on here is the 28th, which is the Sunday before Memorial Day.
Oh. Great.
And that will be in Buffalo, New York.
I'm going to try to make that because I've never met Len Kane. I'd like to meet him.
You know, it's kind of funny. I went and met him like 25 years ago when I was going through boot camp and going through airborne training. He was speaking at the base that I was at.
Wow.
I found a picture of him with my unit. I got to bring it to the event. And I didn't even realize that's who he was. I didn't put two and two together until I was going through some of my old pictures.
That's amazing how people meet each other over the years and then they get back together later on, you know, and they're not that's amazing.
It blew my mind when I saw that and saw the pictures with the brochure that came with it. And on August 12th, coming up in Greensboro, Georgia, the Kindness Club and Kindness Campaign is co-sponsoring a Kindness Festival. And it'll be an all-day event, fun in the sun, and things to do throughout the event. You'll learn
wow.
about different acts of kindness and also a bunch of activities for kids to do.
Len Kane is a doer. He's always doing things to help people. And Joel Griffin was that way also. And I met him in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, more than 40 years ago, with he was speaking on the in a large meeting, business meeting, and I was just. Just getting started in business.
Well, I know Rick Reese is going to be, him and Brenda are going to be there. We're going to be there. Country Boy is not sure yet. So we'll have most of the Hope collection at the event. That's why I called you the other day to see if you were going. And then some of the things we have coming up on the radio this week is Wednesday. It will be a two-part show, possibly be an extended show, and it's going to talk about the identity crisis and about the importance of teaching your children who they are. But also, we're going to go a little bit in the scientific approach and get you to understand when our children are struggling with the identity and who they are, especially with this whole fad of pronouns and things like that, giving them the hormones that aren't made for their body, what effects they have on them, and how a lot of these things are irreversible.
That's great. You know, we're all working together as a team, you know. And that's what makes it work right. Makes it work more efficiently.
And then last week, March 29th, was the 50th anniversary of the last soldier leaving Vietnam.
So much going on. So much to do and so little time. You know, I've always said that the job expands at a time allotted. And if you allot a lot of time for something, or if you don't think about how long it should take to do a job, then it usually takes longer. But if you set a limit, I'm going to get this done in an hour, you usually get it done in that amount of time.
Correct. I got to move again.
So we can be much more productive that way.
Exactly. And like I tell my kids, if it's something you want to do and it's important enough to you, you will make the time to do it.
Yep. That's right.
When you start off with excuses that it's hard
yep.
or there's not enough time to do it, you didn't really want to do it.
Yep. You're a multitasker, Mary. That's very obvious.
I am.
You know, women seem to be much better at doing that than men do, at multitasking. I guess because it's a necessity, you have to do it.
Even then, they still struggle. Like, my husband's one of those that does not multitask very well. Like, he can't be doing something and talk on the phone at the same time.
Yeah.
So I always tease him that he couldn't survive a day in my shoes.
Yesterday I was helping my son Randy to do a painting job in a house, and we painted one large bedroom from top to bottom, including all the trim, and we painted one large closet in this house, very large closet, walk-in closet, and one bathroom and one small bathroom. And we did that all in about 8 hours' time. And but my son is exceptionally fast. He's been a painter for many years, and he does an excellent job. We had to paint it twice because it was a dark color, and we were making it a light color, changing it to a light color on the walls, and so we had to go over it twice to cover it real nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that we were doing it for, he was very, very pleased when we were finished. And we do a cleanup after we're done, and make sure everything is clean. We vacuum and so forth. So it's a good job. We're working most of the time. We're working in very expensive homes. Some of them are up in the millions, and so we have to be very careful because of the furniture they have. It's very expensive, and the house is immaculately clean when we go in. So.
That's what my husband does too. That's his favorite part of the job is the finisher, the mud taping and painting.
Yep.
He does construction, jack of all trades.
Yeah. Me too.
We've been blessed that I've been able to, it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing, is I've been able to find a lot of his tools he needs at garage sales. So the sanding sticks and the stilts and stuff like that. The problem is I can't write them off in my taxes. Otherwise, a lot of those tools get really expensive really quick.
Yep. Tools?
Yes. Tools for the jobs that he does.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I have so many tools, and I have so much invested in that business. Like big saws and ladders and, you know, all kinds of things. And it's the tools today are getting very expensive.
Mm-hmm. And they're not so that great of quality either.
Yeah, well, I usually try to get one of the better qualities because then they last much longer if you get a better quality. But I compare that to some of my other businesses that I have, and I the investment that you make in the construction business is really pretty much near the high end, and but I have also invested in properties, which is a big investment also for rental properties. The rental properties are a lifetime investment for me anyway, because I use that as another income coming in. Because once you get the rental property set up to rent, and you get a good renter in it, it just keeps coming in every month. So that's a good investment. At least I found that, even though it takes a lot of money to invest in the property.
And just some time, making sure it's upkept. And we have a rental property that we control and deal with, and it's a business on the bottom and two apartments on top. It's in a 100-year-old building. And I'm really, you know, very close with all of the renters just because it's only one small property, but.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Any of my children that have gotten into that, and two of my children now are doing that, or three of them now, I always tell them to start with a duplex, where you'll have two apartments, one you live in and one you rent out. And that helps to reduce your cost.
Yeah. That is really true. And really, if you do it right, one will pay for the other.
Yeah. And that's why Joel Griffin had the idea of creating a duplex income also. using the duplex model, where you have your income that you make on your job or in your profession, and then you have a secondary income coming in from a business, either a home-based business or whatever kind of business it is. But I was doing that even before I met Joel. I had a farm, a 46-acre farm that I owned, my wife and I, and I was making income from that because I didn't do the farming. I rented it out to local farmers, and I still have that property, as a matter of fact, in southern Illinois. And I usually go out there a couple times a year just to see how the property's going and see how the renter's doing. And I'm very pleased with that particular one.
You're making me tired. I got two sick kids, so sleep has been a rare occurrence right now. And then we just had a thunderstorm, and then we ended up with a snowstorm. We ended up with, 4 inches of snow overnight.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It was pouring down rain when I went to bed. I got up, and there's 4 inches of snow in my driveway.
Oh, my goodness. What a surprise, huh?
My daughter got up early because she's got a really bad head cold, so you can hear her coughing all the time. And she's running around with the Vicks container in her hand, smelling it as she goes.
Did you get much snow?
We got plenty, more than we needed, because we finally got rid of all of our snow in Minnesota. At least here in the southern part of Minnesota. And then I guess tomorrow it's supposed to be like 50 degrees, so we're going to flood.
Wow.
The city of Medford, we have a river that runs through it, and it's one of the only rivers, one of the few in the United States that actually flows north.
Wow.
And so when it snows, and then it rains, and then it melts, and then we flood, and which means the town floods, which means there's only one way in and out of our town.
Wow. Well,
all right. I think I'm going to end the show.
I just woke up, by the way.
Oh.
When
I think
I'm
going to end the show a little early. Join us back here, unless you have something else to add before we end.
No, I'm ready to end it also, anytime you want to.
All right. All right. So join us back here at 9 Eastern, and we talk about family and health and how your relationship with yourself and affects how your kids see themselves.
Great. You know, I just want to tell you one other thing, Mary. Your relationship with Derek, he talks about you all the time, and he's so grateful that you're helping him, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Oh, I enjoy it. I just felt bad lately because with the Boy Scouts thing, getting that ready and helping Ron set up the stuff in Buffalo and coordinating everything, I haven't had a lot of time to talk to him. And when he calls me, I'm usually in bed. I've been going to sleep at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah. You know, he and I talk probably 3 or 4 times a day, and about different things, you know, people he meets and hope cards that he's given out, and his desire to want to start the travel business and things like that. So I feel very, very good about about him and helping him, just like you're helping him. And I just feel good that the good Lord has put given me the ability to help him, and given you the ability to help him also. So thank you very much. That's a team effort also.
Yep.
All right, Mary. God bless you and your family, and you all have a great day, okay?
You too, and have a good weekend. See you all back here Monday morning, 9 a.m. Oh, Eastern.
Sounds great.
Bye for now.
All right, bye-bye.